week's edition of The Punda Game. This is the setup. What is the punchline? What sound does a witch's car make?
Are you going to make me say it?
Yes.
Broom, broom.
Well done.
Yeah.
Now I will be able to take that clip and use it whenever I want to.
I'm really interested to see what situations that's going to be applicable to, but however. I don't know if you know this about me, Dave, is that I've started to develop quite a bad fear of lifts or elevators, if you want to be American about it. So I am going to start taking steps to avoid them.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well done.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's good. You were slightly intrigued about my fear of lifts, weren't you?
Yeah, I was kind of sucked in more to the serious side of it. Didn't see the punchline coming, and then when it came, I was like, all right. Hello, Alan. Sending in petrol puns. If anyone needs any petrol and can't get it, let me know, because my mate, Jerry, can.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you for that. If you are looking to save a bit of money, don't know if you've heard about the sale on used batteries. They are being given out free of charge.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
What do you call two elephants on a bicycle?
No idea.
Optimistic.
Oh, as we come into the colder months, Dave, what's the quickest way to make antifreeze?
I don't know. How do you make antifreeze?
Steal her jacket. You're fighting the laughter in that one. I can see you. You want to laugh at that one, but it kills you to laugh at any joke I give.
I'm going to get sick.
Yeah.
Ulton is from Manhattan. Ulton had a very specific joke this day last week for the show.
Right.
I'll tell it again. Where would Fionnuala Corbett love to build her dream seaside holiday home? Along the coast of Roscommon.
Yeah, very good. You're back? Loved it.
Ulton got encouragement from our enjoyment. If Dave Duke was a Garda who stopped you for speeding, what would his warning be?
I can't say it, only you can say it.
Tickets have it handy! Sci Radio in the afternoon, round two of today's Punda Game. Donegal Darren with a double today. My wife said I need to get over my obsession with Wonderwall and that I have to stop singing it around the house. I said maybe.
Yes.
Nice.
That's what we're looking for. And a double from Donegal Darren, you say.
Someone stole all my lamps. You'd think I'd be pissed off, but I'm actually delighted.
Darren? Yes. Living up. Philip, how about Philip and Roscommon, right?
Go on, Philip.
What happened, the trifle that absconded from the army?
I don't know what happened, the trifle that absconded from the army. Very specific joke.
Very specific, Philip. It was held in custody and charged with desertion. Desertion? You need to see that written down, but Philip, I appreciate the effort.
I would say that goes in the top five of the most specific jokes told on the Punda Game of all time, but I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah, Philip, you're in the Punda Game tribe now, so we're going to be expecting you week on week.
Hi, Alice. We have this fella that delivers helium to us in work every week. I think this is a genuine story. Delivers helium to us into work every week. And when I seen him this morning, I said, Jesus, you're great gas. Well, I fell around the shop laughing. He didn't appreciate it, though.
Oh, that actually did happen. Oh, Naomi is in with a joke that I appreciate, but I'm afraid I'm going to mess up the delivery, okay?
You really hesitated on in there with a...
Yeah, I just...
Joke?
It's a joke. I'm just really worried I'm not going to say. Anyway, okay. What do you call a droid that takes the long way around?
Jesus.
I know.
What do you call a droid that takes the long way around?
R2-D-Tour. Genuine laugh from Dave Naomi. Yes. Yes. I didn't mess it up too badly.
Oh, well done, Naomi.
Thank you.
Well done. Do you want to finish with that, or do you have anything stronger?
Oh, no, that's me done. The genuine laugh from Dave, obviously, well, I can't take credit for Naomi's joke, but I delivered it in a way that gave Dave a genuine laugh, so that's me out.
I'll tell you a real story before we leave today's Punda Game. The greatest advice my dad ever gave to me, and he always used to say this, the first rule of theatre is to always leave them wanting more. Lovely dad. Terrible anaesthetist.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
End it now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just go.
Go.
Just
cut it, please.
Yeah. Right. Terrible anaesthetist.
Anaesthetist? Anesthesiologist? I don't know.
I'll tell it again. My dad used to say to me, the first rule of theatre is always leave them wanting more. Great bloke. Terrible anaesthetist.
It's too hard a word to say. Anaesthetist?
Anaesthetist. I don't know.
iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.